good morning and get up, now count me in.
Here's Ed and Erin. What we've got here is some of your favourite moments from the very start of 2024. The guys away on holidays until April 15. That is when they're back. Don't worry, though, because what we're doing is we are rolling out some of the best bits. Of course, you can access any of the shows right here on the Listener app. But if you want some of our favourite moments from 2024, well, keep listening. We're about to kick it off.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Husey, Ed and Erin are giving you the safe space to ask, am I a freak or not?
Tell me where the freaks at.
So far this week we've had people who are like women who like poor men. We've had women who like their partners to wee outside, turns them on. What else have we had?
Oh, we've had, oh my gosh, where are the dummies?
Oh, we had a woman who loved to, she's sucking a dummy because she's trying to give up vaping.
Which I love the idea of. And I, look, as someone who's always looking for options to take the edge off that aren't drug or alcohol related, I want to try a dummy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But who have we got? We've got dummies coming in, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. All right. So we can't focus on the dummies. We've got to focus on
you.
No, we're not doing that now.
You're a day late. So let's go. Hello, Peter.
So, Peter, we appreciate your bravery in exposing what some people may judge about your behaviour. Mm-hmm. What is your behaviour?
Okay, yeah, some people think I'm a bit of a freak, but I'm dog obsessed.
Yes.
Like, love when my dogs get so messy, don't bath them for weeks, love them sleeping in my bed. Oh. I love the smell of them. And yep. I mean, all the smell of them.
Yeah, so I have been at public in my love of my dog's smell. I love
Let's
my
hear
dog.
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Something about dog farts that I actually enjoy. One dog in particular, my friend Barkley, who I've had since 2007.
Ah.
I think. So I love wet Barkley
You're
smell.
A bad person.
And I'm going to say I love it, but I...
You do. So you love it.
I enjoy it.
So you love it when he rips one.
Yeah, I enjoy his flatulence. Do you enjoy your dog's flatulence, Peter?
Yeah, I love their organic. Beautiful. I embrace it. Like when a human does it, I do not like it. I'll spray deodorant, my husband. But when my dogs do it, I think that's just, I love them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
And Peter, I love you, but you probably know I'm not. I just didn't grow up with animals. I just, oh my gosh, that sounds horrific.
I love them unconditionally, like they love me unconditionally.
Yeah. I'm so with Peter on this.
Something different. Yeah,
I don't want to wash my dog either. I love the smell of a dog that's just back from the beach or the dirty river. You know, just that's.
Is Barkley still here?
Yeah, Barkley is. Barkley probably is his last year, to be honest.
Oh.
It's going to be tough when we have to say goodbye to Barkers.
Yeah.
He's about 17 or 18, but I love his smell. Peter, you love the smell of your dog's farts.
Wait a minute. Do you do something to amplify that? Do you do, what's it called?
Give him good food, like, organic foods and beautiful, delicious dog food.
I was actually more referring to a Dutch oven.
Do you do Dutch ovens?
Yeah, we love that. That's a game we play all
Whoa,
the time.
Wait,
that's
who
the next
plays?
Level.
My husband hates it, but I love it.
You love Dutch you love a Dutch oven with your dogs.
So that's like a blanket over the top.
Don't make me choose. I'll choose the dogs over my husband any day.
Yeah.
Oh, this is rank.
Yeah.
Okay,
Peter, I've made up my mind. Yeah.
So 131060, Peter will Dutch oven her husband with her dog's farts. She loves the smell of her dogs and their flatulence. 131060, lines are open. Is she a freak?
Is there anyone who can be on our side? Is someone who loves their dog's farts a freak? It's a simple question.
Today FM. Husey, Ed and Erin are giving you the safe space to ask, am I a freak or not?
Tell me where the freaks at.
So we love our calls and we love the fact they're prepared to share their lives with us, and sometimes those lives are a bit odd.
Freaky, you might say.
And not many people can relate to them. I can relate to Peter. She loves the smell of a dog and she loves it when they're dirty. They're in their bed. She doesn't want to wash them because she loves that dog smell.
And also, she Dutch ovens their fluffers.
Yeah, that's next level, I must say. I didn't realise she was doing that. And
well,
might...
now that you know, Rob, is she a freak? Yes or no?
Absolutely, mate. Thank that you. Is ridiculous. No chance.
Oh, wow. No chance.
Do you have a dog, Rob? Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I do. I've got a cavoodle.
So when your cavoodle rips one, do you kick him out or her out or not?
Yeah, she's off. She's out the door. Get out. Oh, my God.
Right,
are
that's
joking?
One.
I'm joking. My wife. What the hell was that? Who did that? Oh, get out.
Yeah. No, it's always the inquest. Thank you, Rob. Maddie, is Peter a freak? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Farts are gross. Farts are like poo particles. So if you like your dog's fart,
everything's poo particles, you know?
Farts are like your dog's poo particles, and that's just
stop
gross.
Just stop saying it.
Do you have a dog, Maddie?
Not since I was younger, but when we did have dogs growing up, as soon as they were farts, they were, straight outside to think about what they've done.
Because essentially, as an ex-partner of mine used to say, it is wind off S-H-I-T.
You know, we understand it, mate. We understand where it's coming from. You say, Rover needs to go outside and complete the job. Do you know what I mean? So Rover's...
Is it like a preface, like thunder before lightning?
When your kids fart, you go, guys, you need to go to the toilet.
Okay, so...
I can't handle kids farting, actually. Kids farting really annoys me. In the car, it's so rude.
Especially boys. So
I'm allowed to. But when you... Actually, when your son's friends, if they fart in your car, God, and you're giving him a lift and they're letting them rip. That's disgraceful. But dogs are fine. I'm for dogs. Someone must be for this, is there? Someone?
Well, one more person, Natalie. Okay, is Peter a freak?
Definitely disgusting.
Okay.
So we've got one dog. We've also got a bunch of animals, sheep, chickens, rabbits, cats.
Right. Wow.
The dog's the only one allowed inside because she is clean, and if she's dirty, she's out the door.
Well, what about the Dutch ovens? Did you enjoy that bit?
No, that really put me off, to be honest.
I'm so sorry.
You know what?
Fair enough. That's
fair enough.
Even me, who was part of bringing this to the table, thought that was a bit much.
Let's get the results. Peter?
Yeah. Yes.
We loved having you on. Thank you so much.
Have you given your verdict, gentlemen? Before we go to the phones and the things.
I know, I'm saying freak. Well,
yeah.
I know that Ed's saying freak. That goes without saying.
Yeah, what's yours? You're the one I'm curious about.
Oh, the Dutch oven's really tested my resolve, but I'm going to say not freak.
Well, Peter, you've got Husey on your side, and I can tell you we had a mountain of calls, and 100% said freak.
Yeah, Pete, that is a tough one for you.
You okay?
I'm fine. I embrace that too. I love being a freak.
Good on you.
Swim against the tide. That's all we're talking about.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Merrick Watts joins us live in the studio. Great to be here, guys. Thank you very much for having me in here. I don't normally get an invite indoors, so it's lovely. It's lovely to not be treated like an old Labrador. It's great to be here.
Old is you... Some would say if they looked at your birth date that you should look old or oldish because you're 50. Is that right? You're 50?
Yeah, so I'm 50 years of age. But to be completely truthful, and this is a bit of a reveal, I'm actually only 40, but I tell everybody I'm 50 because then they go, geez, you look good.
Yeah.
You look good, mate. You look good for 50.
That's a bold move. I like it.
Whereas if people actually found out I was 40, they just go, you look horrific. You look what you look like.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't want that.
I was worried to tell people I was turning 50, and when I did, they said, nah, you're already 50. They were shocked.
Yeah.
And you were 26.
Yeah, but you know what? Erin, is this the best skin you've ever seen or not?
He does look amazing, but I need to just do my checklist because I do this with my girlfriends when I say they look amazing. Have you had Botox?
No.
Fillers?
No.
Laser?
No. Oh, we're talking about today, obviously.
Just this morning.
In general, yes. Yesterday, heaps of them.
You look amazing. You really do. And I'm. What I love so much about you, though, is that you do your Grapes of Mirth, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's comedy and wine. Mm-hmm. So two of my favourite things, not in that order, wine. And what I hate is that we demonise alcohol so much when it comes to health. Shut up, Husey, we do. And alcohol is amazing. And I'm sick of being told that I should stop drinking if I want to be fully embodied in this health thing.
Yeah.
You can do both. You can still enjoy. Oh, God, you just sighed in a negative way.
Look, how much wine are you drinking, Merrick?
If you say you've stopped, then get out.
No, I haven't stopped, but I have very, very strict measures around alcohol. I love wine. For anybody who's listening who doesn't know, I'm a qualified sommelier. I've got an international standard in wine. I'm a qualified wine judge. I judge at wine shows. I love wine. It's great.
but I don't drink during the week at all.
Yep, no, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I don't drink.
I haven't drunk this week.
No, that's good.
It's first week in 22 years.
That's good. I mean, that water looks suspect, but sure. but it's all about balance and moderation. Yes. Like, I think sometimes when you with alcohol, it's like it's too polar, and everything in the world is too polar.
Yes,
it's like
black or white.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't do that. It's not. I think it's best to live in the grey. Yeah, you're quite polar like that, Husey. It's like
some people need to be meric, right? If they're addictive personalities, etc. But for those of us who can dabble, let us.
Yeah. But on the subject of extremes, Merrick, let's get to an extreme situation. Just after New Year, I was on your Instagram and you were midway through an extreme diet. Can we hear the midway through diet? Just listen.
Day 3 of the food fast. Tough day today. Just did a very, very light 3K run. 30 minutes of HIIT, which I'd normally find pretty easy, like a couple hundred push-ups and dips and lunges and chin-ups and stuff, but I really struggled. I can smell them cooking bacon for egg and bacon rolls.
Oh, that's hard.
Make it stop.
Oh, that was murder.
Yeah, that
you
was
you hadn't eaten
hard.
Any food at all, like nothing. Nah. For 3 days at that point.
What?
Yeah. I made a decision last year that I thought, you know what, I want to start 2024 with some challenges. I always like to have a challenge. Last year I did a marathon. I always like to keep myself challenged because I need it. And so I went, I'm going to start the new year with a food fast. And so I got to 3 days and I went, I'll just do 5.
All right,
so
what were you drinking, Mary? Yeah. What was your daily intake?
Were they man shakes at least or not?
No nutrition at all. I drank black coffee and I'd have hydrolytes and water. So salts, water,
so 5 days of no calories at all. How did you feel on day 4.5? Where were you at?
To be honest, like you just kind of get over the hunger. You just move past it. But I started to feel weak on day 5. I was like, I'm tired.
What was your first meal?
Yeah.
Chicken broth that my wife had made from scratch and that was just unreal.
Yeah.
And then I had 2 bananas with peanut butter covered in them and I've never ever had a banana taste so good.
Yeah, right.
Did you film that?
Yeah. No, I didn't because I reckon people have seen bananas before.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know.
Not the way you do it, Mary.
Here's something different to what I normally post. I'm going to put this banana in my mouth.
I need to know bowel movements before you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like how did you, because I'm just so curious.
Do you want to know truthfully?
Yeah, truthfully, what happened to your bowels over those 5 days?
That was fine and there was no kind of weird bowel movements. After day 1, that's it.
There's nothing going on.
And then on day 5, I was warned that you got to be very, very careful and slowly integrate food because otherwise you explode. And I was like, all right, okay. So I heeded that advice and that's why I had a little bit of chicken broth, just a small cup of chicken broth and slowly. And then I had 2 bananas
and some peanut butter. What was the first movement like?
It was explosive!
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mitch. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Yeah, 13, 10, 60. Don't take it into the weekend. Get it off your chest. Give something a forking. Get your Fork You Friday gift pack.
I'm going to start it off with my wife's copping it.
Yeah.
Getting a forking.
Good.
Got a text message from her this morning. We won Powerball.
Oh my God.
Turn around about to tell you all to shove it and walk out the door. Then the next message comes through, $12.20.
Oh, boo.
Fork what? You. No, fork you. We spent 90.
Oh, ouch.
So we've lost 80, haven't we?
Yeah, you're down.
78.
You've lost $78.
We haven't won nothing. I'm going to hang around here. You idiot.
Oh.
You know?
Disappointing.
That really turned nasty, didn't it?
It turned on us. If anything, it was
I was happy for it to be full tank at Holly, but and to bring us into it. We're your colleagues. She's just your wife.
Would you like to go, Erin, or would you like to let folks have a swing?
Yeah, I'd like to. Let people have a swing and I'll have a
think.
I'm just such a happy, relaxed person this year that nothing really angers me.
So many hot dudes coming in telling Erin she's great, you know. We had the Love Island guy, we had the chef.
Goodness
gracious me.
My dress is not see-through, by the way. It's
sheer. Lucia.
Hi, guys. Look, I'm vertically challenged and just trying to find a really nice dress that I don't have to get altered or shop in the limited petite section is very frustrating.
I bet.
Yeah, I know, first world problems, but yes.
No,
it's not.
Take it away.
Fork you. Yell it out.
Fork you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like it.
Take that, genetics.
My son's too tall and skinny. That's his problem. So, like Ed. Actually, I realised, Aaron, why Ed always wears pants that looks like, you know, they're like three-quarter length. It's the tall, skinny people who cannot find jeans that cover their ankles.
I've never seen Ed
ankles.
Wear three-quarter pants.
But every single pair of pants he wears is three-quarters.
They're not three-quarter. True, they're, I reckon they're seven-eighths.
Well, they're probably 5'6", if we're going to be honest.
Yeah. You can't find pants.
You've never found a pant to cover your ankle, have you?
I've had it. My ankles have been out for the best part of 40 years. Which is why I've gone to mini skirts. So, Maddie, take it away.
I would like to give a big forking to the bush turkeys at the zoo. I'm here to see monkeys, elephants, yes, and giraffes not have my lunch stolen by bush turkeys.
That's like amazing. Give it to them. Give it to them.
Glad you can.
Fork you, bush turkeys.
Yeah, I like it.
You know what? That's a classic.
That's a classic.
So the bush turkeys and the bin chickens, they're the two, aren't they?
No, they're weird, but the bush turkeys are more, they're more confident.
Yeah, the bin chickens are insecure. They sound really annoying. They're desperate for attention. They're dirty. They don't wash their teeth.
The bin chickens are reasonably confident, especially when they're drinking their bottled water. Anyway, it's an ad I did.
That's another one to add to the making it about him team.
Oh, well, that was just, all right, come on.
Go on, Jimmy.
I just wanted to say fuck you to the guy that closed the door on me when I was trying to get to the elevator. He saw me.
Yeah, I've been guilty of this. I've done this. Sometimes I just can't be bothered and I pretend that I'm trying and I'm not. Sorry.
You're pretending you're pressing the door open, but you're actually pressing the door shut, aren't you?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you're good. You give good lift, don't you, Jimmy?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but Jimmy, if you're tired and you're stressed, Jimmy, you're fighting with your partner, like if you don't want to make conversation with some punish in the lift, do you?
Oh, but we don't make conversation. We just got to let the person in and, you know, they saw us and we're close.
That's a good point.
That's very true, Jimmy. Give it to him. Give it to him, Jimmy.
I've got to do it. Fuck you.
Look, over the summer holidays, we did go to Queensland and stayed in a large apartment building called the Soul Building. And two of the lifts were out. It was absolutely mayhem with just jam-packed lifts day after day. And there was people just missing out. Our lift is full. Get the next lift. And they would just try to rugby tackle us to get into the lift.
Okay, I'd just like to – I don't think anyone tried to rugby tackle you.
No, but that's why I added a bit of mayo to try to
– No, that's good, man. You got involved.
Forky
Friday.
Today FM.